Most mysteries have solutions, but are we ever going to find out who killed Laura Palmer? Now that the season premiere of Twin Peaks has come and gone, David Bianculli has these thoughts on what the first episode told us and what we still don't know.
Lucy, you better bring Agent Cooper up to date.
Leo Johnson was shot. Jacques Renault was strangled. The mill burned. Shelley and Pete got smoke inhalation. Catherine and Josie are missing. Nadine is in a coma from taking sleeping pills.
How long have I been out?
It's 7:45 in the morning. We haven't had this much action in one night since the Elks Club fire of 59.
Things in Twin Peaks have always happened fast. One of the neat things about the show is that all the action in each episode takes place in a single day. Last night's season opener, though, ran off in a whole new direction. Last season's strangest Twin Peaks moment came when Agent Cooper, played by Kyle MacLachlan, had a psychic dream about a dancing midget. So maybe we should have expected this season to start with another of Cooper's psychic dreams, this one with a giant who speaks softly and carries some heavy clues.
The first thing I will tell you is, there's a man in a smiling bag. The second thing is, the owls are not what they seem. The third thing is, without chemicals, he points.
Obviously, series creators David Lynch and Mark Frost are piling up so many mysteries that they hope the Who Killed Laura Palmer question will almost be lost in the shuffle. We did find out, though, that the initial found under the fingernail of the previous victim was a T, which means that so far the killer has spelled out T-R. I just hope he's not spelling out Truman. Actually, Twin Peaks isn't spelling out much of anything. Instead, it's giving viewers a tour of the town from a whole new perspective, part psychological, part paranormal. We already knew that Cooper and Laura's mother had psychic visions. In the season premiere, we learned that Bobby Briggs' father and Laura's lookalike cousin Madeline and the surviving victim Ronette Pulaski are also psychic. Also, Laura's father's hair turned white overnight and Laura's friend Donna turned dark overnight. She wore Laura's dark glasses and became the town's newest sex symbol. Meanwhile, one vision by Ronette at the end of the show showed us long-haired Killer Bob apparently murdering Laura Palmer. Killer Bob had been seen as a vision last season by both Cooper and Laura's mother, but in this new dream, Bob was interspersed with quick images of Laura looking evil and possessed. Now, is Bob real, or is he an evil spirit who can occasionally become solid, like the good giant who took Cooper's ring? And did Bob control or possess Laura and make her do nasty things? And with Laura dead, is he controlling Donna now? The giant told Cooper not to search for all the answers at once, and that's good advice for viewers, too. Now, I'm not upset that the Laura Palmer murder mystery is taking so long to reach its destination. I'm just along for the ride, and I'm having a great time.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.